Okay, thank you for introducing and thank you for coming. My work focuses on the synthesis of nanosized zero-valent ion supported by the semiconductor clay. And today my topic focuses on reactivity of sub-nanosized zero-valent ion. It's a little different from this session, but I hope you are interested in that. The permeable axion barrier is a promising technology for the groundwater treatment, so that as this picture. And the material used for the PRB technology include zero-valent metals, metal oxides, clay minerals, and microorganisms. For zero-valent metals, zero-valent ion is a leading medium due to its environmental benign property. And the nanosize and zero-valent ion powder or slurry, especially nanosize zero-valent ion, can be injected into polluted area directly. Try to remediate the contaminate, so that as this technology. For nanosized zero-valent ion, it synthesized almost nearly 10 years ago. The nanosized zero-valent ion can be used to remediation of a wide variety of organic and inorganic contaminate, include nitrate aromatics, halogenated hydrocarbons, anion, and heavy metals, such as the remediation of chlorinated hydrocarbon. The zero-valent ion and ion-2 can provide electrode to the contaminant. After receiving the electrodes, the chlorine can be removed from hydrocarbon. And the third one is using the bimetallic system. In bimetallic system, one metal, such as iron, acted as an electrode donor, another is acted as a catalyst. But one problem is the nanosized zero-valent ion tend to agglomerate during the preparing process, so that as this picture. Also, the surface of nanosized zero-valent ion particle can also easily to be oxidized. So both of them reduce the reactivity of nanosized zero-valent ion. So in our laboratory, the semiconductor clay was used as a host material to synthesize the zero-valent ion. The preparing process involved saturating semiconductor clay with ferric ion and reduce the ion-3 to nanosized zero-valent ion by sodium borohydride. So as this picture, the ion-3 can be exchanged into interlayer and absorbed onto the negative charged site, and the ion in the interlayer was reduced by sodium borohydride. So as this picture, the color of the suspension turned to black immediately after adding of sodium borohydride. That indicated that the ion-3 was reduced to zero-valent ion. This process followed this reaction. The clay-supported zero-valent ion was characterized by the TEM. This picture is ion-saturated SWI to unseated semiconductor. We can observe the parallel strips that's present to the cross-section of the layer. So that indicated the ion-saturated semiconductor clay have uniform layer structure. And after reduced by sodium borohydride, the layer structure maintained very well. And we also can find the ion particle on the surface of the smectite. But zero valent ion in the interlayer cannot be observed directly by the TEM. XRD also be performed try to trace the change of basal spacing of smectite. From this pattern, we can find the basal spacing increase from 1.1 to 1.3 after saturating by the ion 3, and the continue increase to 1.5 after reduced by sodium borohydride. That's indicated the around 5 extra nanosized, sub-nanosized zero-valent ion was formed in the interlayer of smectite. So we concluded two kinds of zero-valent ion formed. One is present in the interlayer, it should be sub-nanosized zero-valent ion. The another is the nanosized zero-valent ion on the external surface. In order to investigate the reactivity of zero-valent ion, the natural benzene was used as a probe molecule due to its rapid, complicated reaction and the single product. The many reaction mechanisms showed as this. The natural benzene can be reduced to natural sole benzene and reduced to hydroxylamine and further reduced to aniline. Due to intermediate product is unstable and easy to transform to natural benzene and aniline. So we calculated by this process, we can see the in this process 6 more electrons were transferred from zero valent ion to the natural benzene. At the same time, ion was oxidized from zero valent ion to ion 2. So that means 3 more of ion is needed to transform one more natural benzene. In our reaction system, around 2.4 millimole per liter natural benzene is needed if all of the ion was used to transform natural benzene. And but in order to investigate the highest ion reaction efficiency, excess natural benzene was added into reaction system. We got the highest reaction efficiency is about 88%. So we can conclude that more than 85% of zero valent ion could be oxidized to ion 2 and used to transform natural benzene to aniline. That's efficiency is very high, higher than the nanosized zero valent ion. So we hypothesize the zero valent ion locked on a different side. We know it's locked on the interlayer and locked on external surface, so they exhibit different reactivity because they are different size. So we use other three unsevalent clay as reference clays to synthesize clay-supported zero-valent ion. The preparing process is similar with smectite. The four kinds of clay-supported zero-valent ion were characterized by TEM. This TEM image is zero-valent ion supported on the coordinate, and this figure is the size distribution and the average size. We can see we can follow the size range 1 to 3.5 nanometer, and the average size is 1.66. Zero valent ion on the ferrofluorite is similar with the collinite, just the average size is a little bigger than the collinite. But zero valent ion synthesized on the surface of elite is quite different from further two. The side distribution is broader, and the average size is bigger than ferrofluorite and collinite. Smectite, the zero valent ion on smectite is similar with elite. That is just on the external surface. XRD was performed try to transfer change of basal spacing of the smectite, elite, and ferrofluorite collinite. From this figure, we can find the basal spacing of collinite, ferrofluorite, and elite have no much change. That means there is no zero valent ion formed in the interlayer of collinite, ferrofluorite, and elite. That is quite different from smectite. So we investigated the zero valent ion located on different sites, use four different classified zero valent ion. And from this figure, we can find the zero valent ion on the smectite can reduce more than 80% of natural benzene. And zero valent ion on the collinite and ferrofluorite can reduce 55% of natural benzene. But zero valent ion on the elite just can reduce 30% of natural benzene. So we can conclude the subnano size zero valent ion should play an important role for the transformation of the natural benzene. So we concluded that the zero valent ion in interlayer should have a higher reactivity and availability than nanosize zero valent ion. Come to a conclusion. The dispersive nanosize zero valent ion was formed in the interlayer, and the nanosize zero valent ion was formed on the external surface. More than of 95% of zero valent ion present in the smectite could be used to reduce natural benzene to aniline. And the subnanosize zero valent ion present in the interlayer should have a higher reactivity and availability than zero valent ion on the external surface. Thank you, my co-workers, Chen Gu, and my advisor, Dr. Li, Dr. Tapping, and Dr. Boyd, for help for my research. Thank you.
Any questions for Hong Chong? I had a question. When you showed the preparation with the sodium borohydride,
yeah,
and the particles were larger in the, I think it was the elite.
Yeah.
What was the other mineral?
Ferrofluorite and the collinite.
Right. Well, it looked like those that had potentially iron 3 substituted in them had the larger particles when you did the preparation method. I mean, is it possible that the sodium borohydride was reducing the iron in the mineral?
Yeah, on
not
the
just
surface.
The iron that you added, but structural iron.
Oh, no, not structural iron cannot be reduced.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to do some prepared research. The structural iron cannot be reduced. It's just the exchange of iron.
I see. It was just reducing that which was on the surface.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Going back to our talks earlier, Xiongwei Su, who gave the talk on transformation of chlorinated hydrocarbons on synthetic green rust. Were there any questions for him? He's sitting here in the front. No question. I actually had one for you, Xiongwei. So he presented some data on copper, the effect of copper.
Right.
And I was just curious whether, if you're forming metallic copper, what do you think is going on there in those systems?
Because green rust is a strong reducing agent due to the presence of ferrocyanide in the structure. Certain species can be reduced, like selenium, selenite.
Gotcha.
And copper.
Okay.
Yeah. And depending on the pH and then they also the presence or absence of a treatment buffer, you could form either elemental copper or copper dioxide.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Any other questions at all? Well, thank you for your participation.